for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, June the 30th, 1985. Summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the minister of the evening.
And you know that Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. How many's ever read that? He saw the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There was an upward vision. He saw Jesus. And then there was an inward vision. He saw himself. And then there was an outward vision. He saw the world. He saw Jesus first. Then he saw himself. Then he saw the world. You cannot see yourself unless you begin to see Jesus. So there was an upward vision, there was an inward vision, there was an outward vision. Up, in, and out. A vision of height, depth, and width. Amen? And how many know he said that the seraphim took one of the coals off the altar and touched his tongue? He said, woe is me! Confession. And he said, lo, this has touched my lips! Commitment! And then God said, who will go? He said, I'll go. Yeah. Woe, lo, and go. Isaiah was a poet. Praise the Lord. But then he said, after the coal had touched his lips, he said, then I heard the voice of the Lord. And we know that when we are purged by God, we will begin to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. And without purging, you cannot properly hear the Holy Spirit. Amen? The Bible said we're purged by mercy and by truth. And Jesus said, Father, thy word is truth. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, turn with me to Genesis, Genesis chapter 2. We're going to speak tonight on the Holy Spirit if the Lord directs us that direction. Genesis 2, verse 10. How many believe there was a Garden of Eden? Amen. But how many know today you're the garden? In Genesis 2:10, the Scripture says, and a river, and God's got a river flowing today, doesn't he? A river went out of Eden. How many know God fills your Eden, your garden, for one purpose, that it may flow out to others? God gives you things from Him that you may bless others. A river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted. So out of unity came diversity. There was one garden, one river in the garden, but when it went out of the garden, it went into four parts. The Scripture here is going to show us. How many know that four is the number of the world in creation? And God's river is flowing worldwide. Somebody say amen. Amen. And it says this river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became four heads. The name of the first was Pison, that is, which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is delium and onyx stone. Notice, gold, delium, and onyx stone. Sounds like what Paul says, gold, silver, and precious stones, almost. How many know that when God's river is flowing, you have the government of God? Somebody say amen. But whenever the river of God is not flowing, you know what you got? You got wood, hay, and stubble. And brethren, we have enough wood, hay, and stubble. We need God's government, don't we? The onyx stone was on the priest's shoulders, and the government is on his shoulders. And tonight, if that river is flowing in you and out from us, brethren, we're beginning to come under the government of God and the authority of God. Amen. Because of God's river, praise the Lord. Amen. Now turn over to the New Testament. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul the Apostle is speaking to us. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant or misinformed. Have you no ignorance of spiritual darkness? God doesn't want us misinformed concerning the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But how many know we're not just seeking the gifts, we're seeking the giver of the gifts. We're seeking the one that gives the gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. But he said, I would not have you ignorant or misinformed or without information. How many know this church was not ignorant concerning the gifts? They had the gifts operating, but the employment and the uses, there was some ignorance involved. Hallelujah. How many know God does things decently and in order by the Holy Ghost? Then he said in verse 2, you know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. How many know that when you met Jesus, you met Him as Savior, you come into the outer court. And when you meet Christ, you move into the holy place. And when He becomes truly Lord of our lives, totally, it'll be in the Holy of Holies. Amen? But no man can say, Jesus out of court is Lord, Holy of Holies, but by the Holy Ghost. How many know a lot of people would like to go around the school of the Spirit of the holy place, speaking in tongues, prophesying, and casting out devils? They'd like to go around that compartment, Brother Glenn. But you can't go around, you've got to go through it. Amen? How many know there's a lot of people that need to speak in tongues and don't do it? Amen? We have to come through the school of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. So no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. We know there are 9 gifts, but we know there's 1 Holy Spirit. How many know there were 7 lamps of the lampstand in the tabernacle? And those lampstands were separate, and those lamps were separate and distinct, but the fire would commingle. And the gifts of the Spirit are separate, amen, and distinct. But how many know they operate together? They work together. Praise the Lord. They work together. Hallelujah. And the Bible said right here in this chapter that there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations. And how many know we can see God moving in one particular operation and we think that's it? But God moves in many ways, doesn't He? How many know that Samson worked in the working of miracles? The power of God would come upon him. And God would use him in the working of miracles. Moses would stretch the rod out. Elijah would use the mantle. They were all used in the same gift, but a little different. The operation is different. The word of knowledge, for instance, can come. You can hear the word of knowledge. You may see by the word of knowledge. You may feel in your body by the word of knowledge. You may have a prophetic word with word of knowledge in it. Or you may have tongues interpretation. You may have a dream, a vision. Jesus may appear to you with a word of knowledge. The operation can be different, can't it? Thank God for all the operation of God. Amen. But he says there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. So it's the same Lord, the same Spirit, and the same God. Amen? Now look at verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? Every man to profit withal. I mean, no, it's not just given to a few preachers. It's given to the body. The gifts are given to the body of Christ. Amen? Well, what is the gifts God's using you in? They are for you. They are for me. I mean, no, there are 3 gifts of knowing. The word of wisdom. Word of wisdom is a revelation of people, places, and things, and it usually points to the future. And then there is a word of knowledge, which is a revelation of people, places, and things in the past or present. And then there is discerning of spirits, which is a supernatural insight into the realm of spirits, both hearing and seeing in the realm of spirits. I mean, we need that in the church. We need bad, don't we? Do you ever notice where God put discerning of spirits? He didn't put it with the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge here, did He? Notice where He put it there in chapter 12. Look in verse 10. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues and interpretations. He put discerning of spirits right in a sandwich in between the utterance gifts, didn't He? Amen? You know why? Because you're going to see the utterance gifts used probably more than the others. I mean, we need to discern when prophecy comes forth by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So there are three gifts of knowing. There are three gifts of doing. They are the gift of faith or special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healings. Plural, gifts of healing. And then there are three gifts of speaking, prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Three gifts of knowing, three gifts of doing, three gifts of speaking, or three gifts of revelation, three gifts of power, three gifts of utterance. I like to say it this way. They're in the head, they're in the hand, and they're in the heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, turn over to 1 Corinthians 14 just a minute. Everybody read verse 1 with me, if you will. Everybody read that with me. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Read it again. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Now, we think of following something, just tagging along, but that's not what he's talking about here, Paul. The word follow means to pursue or to ensue, but it means to press. I mean, God said through Paul that we were to press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Well, how many know that's more than just following something? You got to go after it, brother. I mean, you got to press your way into the kingdom of God. You got to be a valiant man or woman to take the kingdom. Amen? Yes, the kingdom's in us. Praise the Lord. But we got to move in the kingdom too. Just as Christ comes in us, we've got to move in Christ, don't we? But here it means to press, to ensue, to proceed, to pursue after. But it means persecution. How many know when you really go after God, persecution just comes naturally? And usually from our brethren. Isn't that right? You can just expect it. Hallelujah. How many know that when we take on the blessed attitudes, Beatitudes, amen, we receive the nature of Christ. Three R's here. We receive the nature of Christ. We release the nature of Christ. And the result, Jesus said, is persecution. Can you hear that? Receive, release, and result is persecution. And so we must press, brethren. We must pursue after what? The love of God. Charity. Then he said, and desire spiritual gifts. And that word desire, how many know there are good desires and bad desires? We know that. You know, we delight ourselves in the Lord. He gives us the desires of our heart. Isn't that right? But how many know God just won't give you just anything? And I'm glad he doesn't. How many has ever prayed any prayers you're glad God didn't answer? Amen? And so, here, brethren, this word desire, it means to covet. Well, how many know God's word teaches us against covetousness in the wrong way? But this word desire means to covet. Look back in chapter 12, verse 31. But covet earnestly. And the word earnestly is the same word as desire too. The best gifts. And Paul said, yet I will show you a more excellent way, which we won't go into tonight. But it means, this word means to earnestly, it means covetousness, it means jealous or zealous for, have a fervent mind, or to have a warmth or feeling for or against. So the word desire is a strong word. I tell you, I desire God. Amen. I remember when I came to Jesus, when I came to God and was filled with the Holy Ghost, I remember just as a young Christian, just not too many weeks old, they called me up to testify, and as I come up to testify, I had my hands on the pulpit, the wider pulpit. I had my hands, and all of a sudden, my hands began to shake. And deep down within me, there was something stirring. And I'll tell you, something came out of me that night. And it was my first message in tongues. And brethren, it was through that experience that it really changed me and did something for me. And from that night, I desired to flow in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I didn't even ask God for it because I didn't know anything about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit began to stir. And when I went to Bible college, we had a brother that was so sweet. And you know, he would back off and let the students operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. How many know you've got to have room to operate in the church? How many know the ministries have to back off some and let God's people have an opportunity to come forth? You know, we must judge and we have to be careful. But the thing is, we all make mistakes. I mean, when you first start, you're not perfect. None of us are perfect yet. But I'm trying to say, we have to give some room for some mistakes. But brethren, we need to give God's people some room to operate in the Spirit, don't we? Hallelujah. All right, so he said here, follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts, but rather you may prophesy. Now, one beautiful thing about prophecy, it opens you up for two things. Number one, the love of God. If you're following the love of God, it will flow out through that gift and reach God's people and touch God's people. Secondly, how many know that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus? And Jesus will be glorified if it's true prophecy from God, won't he? How many know Jesus said the Holy Spirit would glorify me? He would testify of me. He would take of mine and show them and give them to you. Hallelujah. You know, Jude said the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. That was on the coming of the Lord, all right, and the saints coming with him. But Jesus was exalted. Prophetic word will always exalt the Lord. Amen? How many believe that? Amen. Now, so we can see here that we must follow after the love of God and choose spiritual gifts. How many know that prophecy, remember, look at that last part, that you may prophesy. Prophecy has no revelation in it by itself. The simple gift of prophecy has no revelation. But the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge will come and work in conjunction with the simple gift of prophecy. But how many know we have to be careful when we begin to move in revelation? How many know that's open really to the prophets? Amen? And I don't mean that you're excluded, but I'm saying we have to be careful. There's a caution light goes on. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, how many can see here in this verse, there is no option. It is a command to follow after love, desire spiritual gifts, and that rather we prophesy. Can you see that? It is a command. Hallelujah. Well, how many of us are doing it? Well, we have that opportunity, don't we? If we choose. Amen. How many know to prophesy means you are God's spokesman, whoever you may be. Praise God. And you'll notice he said desire what? Spiritual gifts. How many know the word spiritual means spiritual? It means supernatural, non-carnal. As Brother Charles was speaking today on the carnal mind. It means non-carnal, supernatural. The supernatural work of the Holy Ghost, isn't it? Praise be unto God. Amen. Now look at verse 2. That he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks what? Mysteries or divine secrets. Now, in praying in tongues, number one, you speak to God. God is a spirit. Somebody say amen. And how many know that your spirit is communicating with God? So you're praying to God in the Spirit. Secondly, you speak mysteries or divine secrets. Thirdly, you do not understand with your mind what you're praying. And fourthly, you are edified by praying in tongues. How many has been edified today? How many will be edified tomorrow? Now, in prophesying, you speak to men. And and the mystery you prayed in tongues many times will come out in the prophetic word. Can you hear that? And thirdly, you understand the language that's coming forth. You don't always understand maybe what God's saying. We think we do sometimes. And fourthly, the church is edified by prophecy. Now, why isn't the church edified more than it should be? Because we're not praying in the Spirit as we should. Because in praying in tongues and praying in the Holy Ghost, you open your spirit up to the spirit of prophecy. Amen? Hallelujah. Anybody want that? Praise God. I want that. Thank you, Jesus. How many know that there is no flow without a blow in your life? How many know Moses smote the rock and there was a flow? Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Turn over to Song of Solomon just a second. Let's see, chapter 4. I told you tonight we were the garden. You know, one scripture in the Song of Solomon calls us the garden of nuts. How many know that? Look in chapter 6:11. I'll show you that. I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. But in chapter 4, verse 15, he said a fountain of gardens. Verse 12 said it was a garden singular, but in verse 15 it's a fountain of gardens, plural. I mean, oh, God's got a body. A well of living waters. What kind of water? living waters and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, and blow where? Upon my garden. Anybody want God's blow up on your garden? Well, let me know when you get the north and south wind together, you got a storm. And I want to tell you, when Jesus comes in, you're going to have a storm. In all the ways in one. Amen? Tornadic winds. Thunder boomer, but how many know it brings the rain? The Holy Ghost. Awake, O north wind. How many know God is not sleeping? He's talking to the wind here. Come thou south, blow thou upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Now, notice what he says here. Blow upon my garden. In our immaturity, it's our garden. But as we mature, we begin to see it's his garden. Isn't that right? Blow upon my garden in order for something. The spices may flow out. What is the spices? It is the nature, the substance of God within you. And without the blow of God in our life, there can be no flow. And he said, let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. You know, we want God to bless us and do this and do that for us, and God does those things. But how many of us really want God to come in and partake at our table? What kind of table do we spread for Jesus? What's that scripture? And eat, come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. Well, God's not going to eat anything of the carnal, is he? He's going to partake of his nature, his substance that's within you, but he wants to be invited to come in and partake. Hallelujah. Let God feed upon that nature that's within you. Amen? Now, so without a blow, there's no flow. Let's go back now. But let's go to Acts, though. Let's go to Acts. Acts 1, verse 8. The Lord said, but ye shall receive what? Power when? After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. Now, first of all, he said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's an experience, isn't it? Then he said, you shall be witnesses not for me, unto me. And the word witness means martyr. I mean, Stephen was a martyr. I mean, Antipas in the book of Revelation was a martyr. Same word. So he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, which is an experience. You shall be witnesses unto me, which is an expression. And then he said, it'll be in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. What is that? That's an expansion. An experience, an expression, an expansion. Amen? Having seen that. How many know you don't jump from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the world? You got to conquer Jerusalem first. How many know Jerusalem can speak of your home or hometown? God sent me back to my hometown to start a church, and I pastored 7 years to overcome devils that overcome me growing up. How many know that people jump from Jerusalem to the uttermost parts of the world and they get bashed? They get knocked down. They get hurt. We've got to conquer Jerusalem, then we've got to conquer Samaria and Judea and so forth, and then God leads us into the world. So there's progression here, isn't there? There are actually three princes here we have to overcome, I believe, to fulfill that word right there. How many know there are princes over our homes and over our hometowns, over our states, and of course over this country? Amen? So there's some overcoming, brother. Don't ever think you won't have to overcome. Many jump from the first step to China, to India or someplace, and they get hurt. But there is a progression in God. So there's an experience, there's an expression, there is an expansion, praise God, in these things. Praise the Lord. Now go back to 1 Corinthians 14. Now back in verse 2, he said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto who? God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. How many know there's a hotline between Moscow and Washington, D.C.? How many know that was made with hands? If the communication's ever severed, it's because it was made with hands. We have a hotline from earth to glory, to God. And if the hotline is ever severed, God didn't do it, we did it. And I'm amazed at Pentecostal charismatic people who don't know the necessity of praying much in tongues. Two things that open me up for truth in my life is praying much in tongues and submitting to deliverance in my life. Of course, studying and hearing ministries and other things too. But I'm talking about in our individual life. Submitting to praying much in tongues and submitting to deliverance. Hallelujah. I believe in it. And I practice it. Praise the Lord. How many believe that? Amen. Amen. So we see here, there is a hotline. Now, verse 3, but he that prophesieth speaketh what? Huh? Speaks unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. I mean, if a man comes in with the gift of prophecy, he's not going to come in and tear and destroy the church, is he? He's not going to tear down and destroy the church. Not with his simple gift of prophecy, is he? He shouldn't do it with any gift. Well, if it's from God, God didn't tear down. He may tear. Now, how many know there's some things that have to be rooted out? Deliverance and things like that. We're not talking about that. But I'm talking about the true gifts of God. How many know that they'll stir you up, cheer you up, and build you up? I said they'll stir you up, cheer you up, and build you up. I believe in building the body up, don't you? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see here, they're for edification, exhortation, and comfort. So the word edification means to be built up or to be charged up like a battery. Anybody got a dead battery tonight? How many know you can get charged up by praying in the Spirit? It means to make effective or to strengthen. The word exhortation means to stimulate, to admonish. And actually the word admonish means a slight rebuke. It means to encourage or turn from wrong to right, from error to truth. You ever heard exhortation come forth like that? And comfort means to cheer you up. And one of the places that people need comfort many times is at funerals. I mean, you know, some people don't always understand when their loved ones die. And I've seen the gift of prophecy operate and comfort others at funerals. Have you? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said here in verse 4, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, what? Edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Just as you must be edified, the church also must be edified. Seven times Paul uses the word edification in this chapter. Seven is God's number. What's God after? Edification. God's out to build up his church, isn't he? He wants his church to be encouraged, brethren, to be built up in the Lord. Now look up in verse 12 here just a second. I'm just going as the Lord directs. Look in verse 12 of chapter 14. He said, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying or the building up of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. How many has ever seen a problem in churches when tongues come forth and nobody interprets? I see your hands. How many know that isn't right? Now, this will work in your prayer life at times, but I'm not dealing with our prayer life so much, but I'm dealing with in the church. It'll work both places. But so many times we hear people giving messages in tongues and no one interprets. And there may be an interpreter present. Either he misses it or he just disobeys God. Now, there are five ways that God showed me to interpret. I'll give them to you if you want them. Number one, and by the way, the word interpretation means to explain thoroughly. It's like an explosion coming within a person. All of a sudden, words are there. But first of all, words or a sentence of words are registered upon a person's spirit. Maybe a word or two that comes, that's there. It's like an explosion of words. They're there. Secondly, you may see the words that you interpret. You may actually see the words that you interpret. Thirdly, you may see what you're interpreting. You may actually have a vision and see what the interpretation is about. Praise the Lord. Fourthly, there can be just an unction to stand in bold faith and interpret. I've been in services when, in big churches and places where a message would come forth and you knew there were men and women in that church that should obey God. And yet I would just stand in faith and have an unction from God and just open my mouth and begin to speak the interpretation. God give it to me. Now, I don't always advise that, but I'm saying I've done it. There's just an inward unction said, just stand up in bold faith and speak. And five, and this is how it's worked with me. I used to move a lot in tongues interpretation. Now it's just mainly prophetic word. But many times I would give a message in tongues, and many times while I would be doing that, within me, while I was giving that message, I would know inwardly what the subject would be about. And of course, when the interpretation would come forth, it would be normally on that subject. So there was an inward knowing of the subject that I was going to interpret. Praise the Lord. Now, how many know that in praying in tongues, there is exhortation with interpretation? How many know they have to work together? Diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation, have to work together. Amen? As the old saying, it takes two to tango. Well, it takes two gifts there to work together. Isn't that right? How many know two nickels make a dime? Well, it takes those two gifts to equal prophecy, doesn't it? Amen? But how many know then there's praise and worship in tongues? No interpretation. Then there is rebuking in tongues. How many's ever rebuked the devil in tongues? You laid hands on somebody and rebuked them, not rebuking the person, but rebuking the enemy that's attacked the person. And then there is intercession that may come on an individual or come on a group of people, you see. And you know, when intercession like that comes many times, most of the time, I'd say 99% of the time, the gift of prophecy will follow intercession if someone will be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It's important to know these things, isn't it? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what fruit is used with the gift of prophecy. The fruit of goodness. Hallelujah. Just like the fruit of long-suffering with healing, gifts of healings. We all want the gifts of healings, but we don't always want long-suffering. We don't want to go through to get, you know, what God wants to give us. But how many know it takes long-suffering to get long-suffering? Amen. The fruit of goodness goes with the gift of prophecy. Again, you don't come in destroying and tearing down. You come in, brethren, operating in the fruit of goodness with the gift of prophecy. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now look down in chapter 14. You'll notice what Paul said in verses 31. For you may all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be what? Comforted. Praise the Lord. You may all prophesy one by one that all may learn. How many know that you learn by what you hear, but you also learn how to submit to the Holy Spirit in order to prophesy? How many know not everybody prophesies the same way? Isn't that right? You know, God didn't just get everybody to get up and say, thus saith the Holy Ghost. It may be somebody come to you with a quiet voice and just speaking out of the heart. The gift of prophecy. A speaker may be preaching, yet the gift of prophecy comes right through. Or it may be, thus saith the Lord. But the thing is, we learn by what we hear, and we learn how to yield to the gift of prophecy. There's a learning process, isn't there? Amen? Now, when I first got saved and filled the Holy Spirit, I told you I had that I gave that first message in tongues. It was such a deep experience, and it just rolled out of me. Well, you know, as I grew in God, it didn't happen that way. You know, God would just nudge me, and I knew there'd be a message in tongues, you see, our prophetic word. How many know God's training us all? Amen. Now, how many know there's a higher realm than the gifts of the Spirit? How many know there's the Holy of Holies? How many know Jesus moved in the fullness of the Spirit? The seven spirits of God was upon Jesus and in Jesus. Isn't that right? He moved in the fullness. How many know we haven't got there yet? We know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect, how many know the perfect is coming into you and me? Then that which is in part shall be what? Done away with. Amen? Anybody there yet? No, I don't think so. But I desire to be part of that people, don't you? I was telling some brethren tonight, you know, that we must cry out for Jesus to come in us. And Jesus, I believe, is going to come in the midst of his people. At the midnight hour, the darkest hour, the hour of tribulation, he is going to descend in the fullness in his people and prepare them not only for the tribulation and the things that ahead, but also for the coming of the Lord. Amen? But I believe, brethren, we are approaching the midnight hour. And you know what the Bible said in Matthew 25, the five wise and five foolish virgins? It says the five wise virgins had oil in their lamps, didn't it? But it also said they had oil in their vessels. The other one said, our lamps are going out. How many know the lamp speaks of your spirit and the vessel speaks of your soul? There has to be an overshadowing of the Christ at the midnight hour. Can you say amen? We have got to be filled within our spirit with the Holy Spirit, the oil of God, but there's got to be an overshadowing of our souls by the Christ or the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And we know there's going to be a people with the mind of Christ at midnight. Amen. And right now we must let God come into our souls. How many pray, God, come into my soul? How many do that? Praise the Lord. He's got to save our souls, renew our minds. He's got, how many know the Bible said the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. But let me say it this way. The doctrine of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. How many know we need His doctrine, pure doctrine? Amen? Amen. So we've seen tonight the three gifts of knowing, three gifts of doing, three gifts of speaking concerning the gifts of Spirit. Now turn to John 14 just a minute. 14:18. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless or as orphans. I will come to you. Well, how does Jesus come? He comes in authority, doesn't he? He comes in His apostles, His prophets, His teachers, His shepherds, and evangelists. Amen? And we know that Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and what? If any man open up and hear and open up, he said, I will come in, rise and sup with him and he with me. How many know that's a relationship? Now, when he said, I stand at the door and knock, how many know that the hand speaks of the apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists, and many are trying to get in the church? Somebody say amen. How many know some churches don't want apostles and prophets? They're a dirty word. How many know it takes the apostles and prophets to help set the church in order? They're the foundation ministry. So when Jesus is standing at the door and knocking, brother, I see, of course, it's Christ, all right, but it's also the ministry wanting to get in too many places that they can't. Amen? Years ago, the Lord spoke to me, probably 13 years ago, I'm guessing right now. He said to me, he said, I want you to go to the homes. God, give me the message of end time. God, by the Holy Ghost, began to teach me. Of course, I said unto other good brethren and read other good material. But God said, go to the homes. And I didn't understand what He meant then, but I do now. That many churches just don't open up to some of the things we're beginning to say. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know there's a people that's going to hear the servants of God, whoever they are, that God is sending forth. And I believe, brethren, God is going to bring out of the woodwork and out of the wilderness and wherever they are in this hour, apostles and prophets, teachers and shepherds and evangelists. Amen. Isaiah 30 said the teachers will come out of the corner. Remember that scripture? In Isaiah 30? They'll come out of the corner. And you know what the teachers do when they come out? They see the people going this to the left and to the right. And they say, hey, you're going too far this way and that way. This is the way. Walk you in it. We need the ministries tonight. Because the church will not be perfected without the fivefold ministry. We need all apostles and prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. Look back in chapter 12 there. Let me say what I was going to say. Jesus comes in authority. He comes in power, the gifts of the Spirit, and He comes in the fruit of the Spirit, doesn't He? Now turn back to 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God has set some, not everybody. How many know that when God sets you, you're set? The Bible said God sets the solitary in families, but the rebellious dwell in the dry land. And it says here that God has set some, where? In the church. If we are not under submitting to one of the fivefold ministry, we are deceived. And when I say to submit, I don't mean to be a rubber stamp. And how many know you don't have to run and ask your elder every time you do something? We're not talking about that. But we're talking about submitting to the Christ in the brethren. Or the sisters, whoever they may be. But he says here, God has set some in the church, first apostles. How many know an apostle is a sent one? How many know that Peter was an apostle, yet he had evangelism in him? He could win 3,000, 5,000 by preaching the gospel. Paul was a master builder. How many know Paul talked a lot about building as an apostle? And John was restored because he talked about the love of God. And brother, when you talk about the love of God, it'll restore. Hallelujah. One moved in evangelism, one restoration, and one was a master builder, but yet they were all apostles. Amen? And you know, this thumb speaks of the apostle. This finger speaks of the prophet, the pointer. And this middle finger speaks of the evangelist. And this finger speaks of the shepherd. And there's a vein in this, from this finger right here, comes all the way into the heart. And you know, a shepherd has to have the heart of Jesus. And that little finger can small enough to get into your ear and get the wax out, and brother, a teacher will cause you to hear. Amen? The apostles are the mind of Christ revealed to the body. The prophet is the spokesman of God revealed to the body. The evangelist is the heart of God revealed to the body. His heart is for souls. The shepherd are the eyes that watch the flock, and the teachers that are the hands that train. Of course, he's a spokesman too. They're all spokesmen. He said, first apostles, what? Secondarily, prophets, the seers. And thirdly, teachers. And after that, miracles, gifts of healings, and helps, and governments, and diversities of tongues. God has set them in the church. Amen? But in 1 Timothy, chapter 1, I believe it is, verse 18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies, plural, which went before on thee, that thou by them, by the prophecies, mightest war, what? A good warfare. How many know good warfare means you get the victory in the thing? Now, when God gives you a promise, how many know the problem's right around the corner, or the warfare? Isn't that right? Because there's a lot of provision at stake. Some people go through greater struggles and trials because there's more provision at stake. Now, Paul was telling Timothy, and I'm just saying this in my own words, Timothy, you had better listen. How many know we didn't have a tape recorder in that day? But you'd better listen to what God has said to you through the prophetic word, because you're going to need it, because you're going to enter a warfare. And you know, people are many times are crying out for God to speak to them in prophecy, but how many know when He does, usually they go right in the fire. Isn't that right? A brother not long ago spoke to me. He said, you're going to go through death. I knew it wasn't physical death, but I almost wished I'd died. Some of the things I went through. Amen. But really, I don't want to die. I want to be with the first fruit company that's coming forth. I want to be in that group. I want to be in that people. You know, you can put green lime in the midst of green bananas, and the hormones out of the limes will go into the bananas and ripen the bananas. But the life of God has come into us. The hormones of God have come into us. And as we mature in God and grow and be perfected in God and grow up in the Lord and become the first fruits company by the grace of God, how many know it's not just to be seen? We're going to reach out to the rest of the church and bring them in. Amen? Hallelujah. And I want to be part of that people, brethren. Praise God. The first fruits is that which ripens first. One other scripture, chapter 4, two other scriptures, excuse me. Chapter 4, verse 14, neglect not the gift, and the word gift is charisma, that is in thee. How many know that you are responsible for the gifts God has put in you and in me, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery? So here was a gift put in this brother, given by God through the laying of the hands of the elders. And then he said to Timothy, Paul did, meditate upon these things. How many know you need to think on what God tells you? He said, meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. So we must meditate. We must give ourselves to those things that God tells us in order that our profiting may appear to all. Now, in Mark 16, I know you've read this, but let's go look at it, and we'll close. Mark 16:15, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. How many know you can't follow a parked car? It's kind of hard, isn't it? Well, how many know the signs will follow those who not only believe, but those that go? It may be across the street, it may be across the city, it may be across the world, but the signs follow those that believe and those that go. How many know we're all evangelists in heart? In heart. But he said here, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned, and these signs might, no, shall follow them that what? Believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. How many know that cast out devils, we can do it just in the name of Jesus. But how many know at times we need a word of knowledge? We need discerning of spirits. How many know we need the power also to cast it out? Amen. First sign he said was casting out devils, didn't he? And isn't that strange? We ignore that very one many times. Then he said, what else? They shall speak with new tongues. Well, how many know when you start speaking in tongues, you're going to begin to start prophesying? are given messages in tongues to be interpreted. And what else? They'll take up serpents. How many know that? And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall hurt them. And I can see the gift of faith in operation there. Now, you can do this just in the name of Jesus. But how many know God can give you the gift of faith? Huh? How many know if you take up a serpent accidentally and it bites you, it might take the gift of faith to get you through. Amen? And he said, you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall what? Recover. How many know that if you keep your hands upon them, God may give you a prophetic word? He may show you what's causing the sickness. He may show you a word of wisdom to show how it can be removed, or word of knowledge. Or he can give gifts of healings through you and the person can be healed. Amen? But we need, brethren, the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in the church tonight. And I don't mean just as we come together here. I mean out when we go out in the world. Isn't that right? At times when I'm out there, God gives me words of knowledge for people. Going to a restaurant and see someone with by word of knowledge. I mean, God don't show you those things for naught. Amen. But we can be used by God wherever we are. Hallelujah. Let's just stand tonight here. Praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Can we do it? Father, we love you tonight. We bless and honor you, Father. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God. We thank you for the authority of God, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for that which you're doing in us, Lord, and through us, Lord God. We give you honor, praise and glory and honor, Lord Jesus. Praise thy wonderful name. Praise thy wonderful name. Hallelujah. 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 First of all tonight, how many of you that need to be healed tonight? I want you to come and let us lay hands upon you. Don't anybody leave, please. We're not through. There's some here need to be healed in your body tonight. And I want you to come and let us minister to you tonight. Those that need healing in your body, let us pray for you. Would you come, please? Praise the Lord. Come right on. Praise the Lord. I want Brother Glenn and the cameras and Brother Charles and others that would come. And let's
pray for me too.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Come right on, sister. Let's believe the Lord for our brethren. Amen? How many know this is serious business? Amen. They need a touch from God tonight in their bodies. Amen. What is your need, sir?
Mainly
hypoglycemia
and a spirit that stops me from
absorbing my. Amen. Hypoglycemia. Let's deal with that. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, we take authority over hypoglycemia. We command you, by the power of the living God, your power to be broken over this vessel. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to heal her, Lord, tonight. By the power of the living God, we curse that thing. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood against it, and we charge it to go. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Come right on, sister. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, touch my sister now. Let the healing go into her back and let. Oh. There it is. There it is. Receive it now, sister. Just receive it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
A lower back pain and indigestion.
Amen. Father, touch his back and indigestion area. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, by the authority of his name. Set him free. Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I broke my foot 3 years ago and it's giving me a lot.
Your right foot?
The right
foot. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask you to heal my sister's foot, Lord. Lord God, let your healing virtue and power flow into this foot. We thank you for it, God, your healing. In the name of Jesus, we command all pain to go and loose her in Jesus' name. For your glory, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Come on, brother. Oh, my.
And a little diarrhea.
Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch this foot tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Touch this child, Lord God. Lay your hands on it, brother. Listen to me there, will you? In the name of Jesus, touch your little foot, Lord. We pray for a miracle to come in this little foot, Lord God. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, and we curse this infirmity in her body, Lord. In the name, oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
and amen. And amen. Who's next? Praise the Lord. What is your name tonight?
My head.
Your head?
Yeah.
How does it? Is it pressure or what?
Well, I get pressure and I had a hearing problem. Okay. I lost the lamp and I lived here.
Okay. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch this sister tonight, Lord. All the pressure go. Touch her ears, Lord. We take authority over pressure. We take authority over the hearing.
Yes.
We command her ears to be loose, to be open. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, receive that, sister. Just receive it. And her mind to be clear. Hallelujah. And the pressure to go. We command and charge now. The pressure to leave and the ears to be open and unstopped. In Jesus' name. For your glory and for your honor. Hallelujah. Amen. Come right on.
Had recurrent ear infection.
Okay.
And his eardrum broke, and he had tubes in his ears now for the drainage, but he's still having problems with them.
Amen. Amen. Father, touch his ears tonight, dear Lord. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, touch this child's ears. Lord, let the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ flow into his ears and heal him tonight, Lord. We take authority over this condition. We ask the power of the living God to loose this child and to heal him, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Come right on, sister.
The soreness and burning in the upper part of my body has been there since I had surgery in 1978.
In the upper part of your body?
In my ribs.
Oh, okay, okay.
And in the back. And I've just battled the devil over my body for about 7 years.
Okay. Lord, in the name of Jesus, take that soreness away, Lord, and that hurt away in her body, up in her ribcage and back. We command that thing to go. We loose her from this thing. We ask, Father, a healing and a deliverance. Spirit of infirmity, come out of her and loose her body. We command you by the authority of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Loose her body. Loose her back. Loose her. All pain go. In the name of Jesus. For your glory. For your glory. Amen. Amen. Go rejoicing, sister.
My hand here, okay, I messed up the nerves in my hand.
Yeah.
And we prayed for it once, the Lord's part where healed it, but my unbelief stopped it. And I want to
thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, for a miracle in this hand. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, let the blood flow come into this hand, Lord God. Let it be stimulated by the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord Jesus. Let life flow into these fingers and hands.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank God, more than that, let it flow into this brother. Hallelujah. Into his spirit and soul as well.
Yes, amen.
Amen and amen. And amen. Oh, good. Yeah. Obey the law.
Sure.
Obey the law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Obey the law.
Rata Ramamahaya.
Amen.
Iko Roborotori, Mataya Rabari Sindori Amahan.
Yes.
Ilibodo Tori Modushanda, Rako Tika Ramamahaya. Esoro Roborondo, Rokori. Ila Patando, Rotoro Moritara Ramaria. Rishandoro posicomba, rocada risor mahai, e lasciando rahayatore, ricandolo totoro moritoro roborisarabando, shandorochia randa rahaitoro ramorocuta, estarabarando rotori mototarabahai, e lasciandolo robosica, gotoro potusiandolo motondolo mahai, lendolo docitolo roborustaca, rotababarando ramamataia, Sendo ricatara bahando, dororoborisanda yangororoborobahanda, ilatando roboritarabarasaya, itandarabashi, sendo toriroborobahando, iliatora damahai, dororosindi otororoboki, mosandoro, mosandorikahai, totoparababahan, iliatorocotori babosia, dosiando rocotoba, istataya tororobos. Botando roca taya sababa honda. Rito roca bodo sando roma mahia. Esta tarara bahai. Kitoro botosta dara mahanda. Ilamati sando rocata isatam. Itoto robo sikatam. Yando roco taya rababahando tam. Estandolo roboti. Esato ricoto. Rusta papahaya. Itando roma mahan. Estandolo roki. Itoro robotaya, boshoto, rotomo mokusta, ilando raka haya tararabasando.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Kaguna motisio.
Obey the Holy Ghost. Praise God.
Father, there's no limit to my power or my understanding.
Yes.
Saith the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
So I move in this one, and I move in another, said the Lord,
mm-hmm.
in the distribution and manifestation of my gifts and power.
Yes.
And said the Lord, in my divine will I heal and deliver.
Yes.
And set free from the power of the oppressor.
Yes.
For I am a deliverer, said the Lord.
Oh, yes.
I am an emancipator, said the Lord.
Amen.
I'm even come this night, said the Lord, that ye shall know the touch that is divine.
Yes.
He shall know the touch that heals. He shall know that I am not man, but I am God.
Yes, yes.
And he shall know, even says the Lord, that as I touch your body, he shall be quickened.
Oh, hallelujah.
He shall respond to the divine touch.
Yes.
For something within your being cries out for the living God.
Amen.
For there is a difference, says the Lord, even between the divine touch and the human touch, says the Lord.
Amen.
For behind the divine touch is divine compassion.
Yes.
And behind my hand is my heart, said the Lord.
Yes.
And I reach out to this one and that one, said the Lord. And I touch in compassion. For my compassion heals, said the Lord.
Yes.
For I am a compassionate God. Question not, said the Lord, why this one is healed and that one is not healed. For in me, said the Lord, there are answers to many problems. And as you seek me, you shall find the answer.
Yes, yes.
For I will give the answer, said the Lord, as you seek for me with all your heart. Indeed, said the Lord, my gifts are manifest even in the seventh tonight.
Yes.
And as you move out in me, said the Lord, you shall see a greater demonstration.
Yes, yes.
For I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Yes.
And the majestic foe and grandeur of your God shall be seen. The manifestation of the divine life shall be felt and shall be sensed as God. Men shall look on in wonder and awe and surely say, this is God.
Yes.
This is the Lord. And they knew it not. But they shall see, said the Lord, and they shall know. For God, thy Lord, Jehovah thy God, in the midst of thee is a mighty God.
Yes.
And he will yet display his power. For I shall find willing hearts. Ready hearts, said the Lord.
Yes.
Committed hearts to me, said the Lord. I will move. And I will demonstrate my power in its fullness, in its grace,
yes.
and its glory. And ye shall give thanks unto me and rejoice in that day. For thy God in the midst of thee is a mighty God.
Amen. Let's praise him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Rabbi Anderwald. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, I am near you. I am near you. I am within you.
Amen.
My spirit longs to be joined and made one with you.
Yes, Lord.
Tikkun Olamo Shandalahai.
don't know.
Yea, the day you call upon me with your whole heart, that is the day
yes.
I will be found of you, saith the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Let's praise him, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your manifestation.
Yes,
yes Lord. With all the heart. Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. What is your name, sister?
My metabolism must be upset.
Yes.
And I want to pray for that.
Amen. Father, touch that everybody right now. We take authority over it by the power of the living God. And we lift my sister in the name of Jesus. And let the love of God and the healing power of God flow into her, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Mm. Amen. Glory. Amen. Believe the Lord did something, sister.
My Father.
Hallelujah.
My Holy Father.
Praise God.
Well.
Amen. Reach your hands out to my sister. Lord God, tonight. Reach out to her, Lord God.
Yes, sir.
By the power of the living God, Holy Spirit. Minister, O God, to this sister. Oh, God. Oh, God. Mm. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, go down through her body. Heal her, Lord. In the neck. Oh, God. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Did you want prayer tonight, brother?
About a week ago, something hit my chest.
Right here. Dear God, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we command this pain now to go, Lord. We take authority over that infirmity in this body. And Father, in Jesus' name, you said we lay hands on the sick and they recover. Lord, we lay hands on this condition. We command and charge it to leave my brother. In Jesus' name. Be set free, brother. Hallelujah.
He's got asthma
and
a hernia.
Hernia right in this area? Father God, he's got a hernia, brother. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we curse this hernia. We curse it in the name of Jesus. God, we curse this asthma in his body too. We take authority over asthma and this hernia. We speak against the spirit of infirmity in this body. Dear God, let your compassion and mercy and healing flow into this child.
Jesus.
And deliver him, Lord.
Oh, God, release.
We ask it, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
He was in the book, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, oh God.
Son of the living God.
Son, can you say thank you, Jesus? Huh? Say thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Can you do that? Amen. 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 Amen.
I can't breathe in my nose.
You need the Lord touching your nose. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, open up that passageway. We take authority over it, Lord God. We ask the power of the living God to move into that area and heal my brother, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we curse that thing. And we ask, oh God, the healing virtue of Jesus to flow into that nose. Open up those passageways to breathe. In Jesus' name. That's right. In Jesus' name. By the power of the living God. Go.
Spirit of God.
Go.
Open that. Lord,
my mighty Jesus' name. Madam, sister.
A tightness
in your neck.
A tightness.
Arthritis.
And also going to my back.
Okay.
A tightness.
Okay, Father, we take authority over arthritis in her neck and back, and headaches in Jesus' name. We command this thing to go.
Release her.
In Jesus' name, we release her.
Jesus.
Go.
No, all compassion.
Go. Of infirmity. Go. You take authority over you. Go. In Jesus' name. Leave this neck and back.
Leave
in the name of Jesus.
Let her
set her free.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hot bladder. Father, touch her bladder tonight in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we come against it. We come against it.
Yes.
Lord, we ask the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ flow into her bladder. And he, by the power of the living God, we curse that condition. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
I think we have one more. Two more. Praise God. What's your need, huh? What's your need tonight? Your eyes. Take your glasses off. Let's pray for eyes. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the living God, we ask you to flow into her eyes, oh God. We ask for a miracle in her eyes in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
We take authority over every spirit that would hinder these eyes from seeing. And we command it to go in Jesus' name. Heal her, Lord. Deliver her, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Sometimes he just stays by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of stares out.
Amen.
And nothingness with a mind that's blank. Not to fight with God.
Amen.
With deliverance neither in the mind.
Amen.
I tell him the truth, though. There's a time that it's kind of hangs and things on things. Just kind of stare over.
Yeah, and I'm just pointing at the church. We got kicked out of the church last week. Then our people were rid of them for God.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you come to witness for him, we were trying to bring forth my wife and my family, bring forth to them. They didn't accept it, and I didn't think it was from God. People just trying to live in the church. And to do things like that, kick God's people out of the church, I didn't think it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been rejected and
refused. Yeah, we've got kicked out of the church. Yeah, I'm hurting. I mean, my wife is. My friend.
Well, you sit and just kind of stare around.
Yeah, because I'm really disappointed in people that I thought was really living for God and they were not living for. Well, I thought they
need the Lord to hear your heart, and don't you, pray? As well as maybe your mind.
I just
don't you lead out. Just you lead out,
Brian. Okay.
Yeah.
Friend,
yeah. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We take the authority over the circumstances.
Amen. Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Heal his heart. Heal his heart, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal my brother.
In loneliness.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Drive these things out of his life.
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
Suspicion that may have come in. Walls that may have been.
Yes. Yes.
More, brother.
No, no, no.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All of this hurt, come on, come out.
Amen.
Of here now.
Self-pity.
Don't take root.
Self-pity, go.
Don't take
self-pity,
root.
Go.
Out of the
name of Jesus.
Go. In the name of Jesus.
Come out.
Amen.
Come out.
Come
out. Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Come out. Come out.
Let him go now.
Come out.
Look appointment.
Come out of both sides. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
These
kingdoms come out.
Of sadness.
You come out.
Kingdoms of grief.
That's right.
We pull them
down.
Amen. Go with
amen. Amen.
Go. 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 The kingdom of God. Go. Go.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Go. Man. Jesus' name.
Go from him.
Amen.
Go.
Look.
Let them and let them go.
We rebuke them
in the name of Jesus.
All the hurts, all the
disappointments,
all the hurts,
go
in Jesus' name.
Come out now in Jesus' name.
Yes. All this betrayal, yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yeah, hit him on. Touch him. Touch him, God. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Set him free, Holy Ghost. Set him free. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Come down.
Loose
him. Let him go.
Name of Jesus. Amen. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Bring the God deliverance power.
Name of Jesus.
Let it go.
Let it go, brother.
Come out.
Let it go. Let it come out. Let it come out.
Come
out. Scream out, holler out. Let it go. Let it go.
We've heard for several months. Spirit from the secret meeting. The evil spirit.
Amen.
The evil plan.
Amen.
Evil thoughts.
Amen.
Come on out.
Come out. Come out. Come out. Grief. Come out. Grief. Come out. Come out. Come out. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in. Go. Go. Leave this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we speak against him. Speak against him, Jesus. Let him pray, Lord. Give him the joy of the Lord, the peace of God now, Lord.
Yes.
Peace of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, come into him, Lord. Overtake him, Lord. Fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord. Fill him, Lord.
Brother, there's a lesson for you in this circumstance. God allows you to go through
Amen.
And teach you something.
Amen.
We ask you to leave this meeting
Amen.
Tonight knowing God's working in your life.
Amen.
Don't allow the demons
Amen.
To take hold of something God is doing.
Amen.
Don't allow the bitterness and the resentment to grow.
Amen.
See what God is showing
Amen.
You. Submit to the will of God, the fire of God,
and
encourage it,
yeah.
and purify it, and transform
yes.
into a vessel.
Yes.
To understand these things. So that as time goes on, your own ministry folks will come and you will say, I understand.
Amen.
I've been through this trial. I've been through
Amen.
This experience. I know about these hurts and I bless
Amen.
Them. I bring deliverance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It'll be an opportunity for God to do something, an opportunity for Satan to get a hold.
Amen.
Go with God. Learn the lesson.
Amen.
Give everybody that hurts you. Pray to them and bless them.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
God.
Amen.
Truth
Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a good hand. Praise the Lord.
Well, Tommy, I've got two problems.
Okay.
One is back from William Florida. I had it on my back and broke my back. And now my back doesn't seem to be bothering me, but the nerve ends were infected.
Nerve ends.
And I have osteoarthritis off the right. It's from that in my hips, and I can't speak at night.
Yeah.
It causes my limbs to draw.
Lord, we take authority over that. We take authority over that, Father. All the pain has to
yes.
leave her body. All the arthritic conditions go in Jesus' name. We command that thing
yes.
to go by the Jesus. Power of the living God.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm, be set free, sister.
Oh, thank you.
Be set free in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
From that condition. Hallelujah. Glory. All
yes.
pain go. Be no more. Woo. Glory. Dear Lord, we ask you to heal these eyes, Father God. We take authority over her eyes.
Yes.
We ask you to open the eyes up, God, that they see normally. Take away the film, Lord, the skin on the eye, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You believe that? Amen. Bless her, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Toe healing, Lord.
Yes.
Mm. Amen.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There is so much more than there was before. You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There is so much more than there was before. You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There was so much more than the one before. You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There was so much more than the one before. You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. In the most exciting day, the Holy Ghost is moving in a brand new way. So praise the Lord, regardless what the critics say. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There was so much more than there was before. You haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There was so much more than the one before. You haven't seen it one more time. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. There was so much more than there was before. You haven't seen anything yet. No, you haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're dismissed. See you in the morning at 8 o'clock for breakfast and prayer meeting.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBC www.bibleonline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.